Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
305 Jeff Katz News Radio WRVA Wednesday, man, we are just rolling right through the week. It's very pleasant. Now, I know the driving might be a little challenging here and there. I had to get this morning into the radio factory, believe it or not. I had to show ID and everything. Like, who are you? But we had a meeting. Germ, you may want to run by the General Mangler's office. See if it's still going on. It could still be going on. Might be. Well, I mean, my part was over, but it might still be going on. But it was actually... I mean, don't let anybody's head get really big on this. Well, it was quite pleasant. Quite pleasant. It really was. Quite pleasant. Good time. And then got out of Dodge, which is also okay. But 95 coming down was, it wasn't terrible, but I did see a couple of people pulled over. One or two folks with the flashers, the whole bit. So I know that's ongoing. It's going to be today, probably tomorrow as well. And then, of course, after Saturday, well, I'm not going to be as focused on the weather in Richmond. By the way, the heat wave scheduled for Israel moves in pretty much in line with the time that my plane lands. I kid you not. I've been looking at the weather for Jerusalem. A balmy 115 degrees is expected. A little further outside. That area could be 120 degrees Fahrenheit, like, you know, real temperatures, not that crazy English temperature nonsense. No, real temperatures. So it'll be interesting. We do have a lot of great stuff coming up this afternoon. My dear friend Barry Moore is going to be with us just about a half hour from now. Barry, of course, the president, the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. I love chatting with him. I love talking about businesses that are BBB accredited. This here radio station is BBB accredited. My business, Jeff Katz, CPS, Jeff Katz, certified public speaker. That is a certified professional speaker. That is, in fact, Better Business Bureau accredited. And to me, it just makes a world of difference. When I'm looking at any sort of a business, one of the first things I look for is whether they are or are not accredited by the Better Business Bureau. And if they're not, well, I got to think about some stuff. Great to see the Reconciliation Monument returning, is it not? Moses Ezekiel created that. There was some discussion, you recall. Was it also anti-Semitic when the Bidenistas tore it down and sent it back to Virginia? I don't know. I just know it was wrong. And the whole idea of tying the Reconciliation Monument into a stand for the Confederacy was, I didn't even want to say ludicrous. It was just flat out moronic. And yet, if you remember the fervor to make sure that we didn't have anything that could possibly remind anybody that between 1861 and 1865, there was a battle on the North American continent. Was it the Civil War? By definition, it couldn't be a civil war. Well, I'm not telling you it wasn't a war. It was a war. But by definition, a civil war is a war designed to capture control of the central government. That is a civil war by definition. And the very last thing that the Confederate States of America wanted was to take control of the United States of America. They just wanted to leave. Right? I mean, that's boil it down, take all the nuance and subtext out of it. Was it the War of Northern Aggression? Well, there's some arguments for that, aren't there? The war between the states? I mean, again, whatever it was, we don't even talk about it anymore. Because LeVar Stoney and his crew ripped down all of the monuments on Monument Avenue. I just still am amazed. Those rare occasions where I have to drive on Monument Avenue to look and go, oh, yeah, okay, well, that's interesting. That's interesting. But nice to see the Reconciliation Monument will return to Arlington. I don't know the exact time frame. Kind of bizarre that it's like a 50-year arrangement, but is what it is, so I'll take it. I want to remind you of a couple of things. First of all, now, obviously, not next week, I'm not here. I will be in Eretz Yisrael, and I've shared with you a couple of the meetings and the events that I'll be taking part in. Others I'm not allowed to participate in, or I'm not allowed to announce. However, when I return, Alex Marlowe, the editor-in-chief over at Breitbart, is going to be with us that very first Monday. I get back a week from Monday. So really, really looking forward to chatting with him. It's been a while. I'll bet you it's a year since we've had Alex on. And he's a great guy. And I knew we had a book coming out. And so, you know, I was just texting with him. It wasn't even really about the show. And I said, hey, you know, when it comes out, you ought to come on. So he's coming on. And I guess a week or two after I get back, our old pal Bill O'Reilly is going to be coming on to the program again. That's been far too long. I'm going to yell at him when he's on because he only does two radio shows at this point, right? He's on with Glenn Beck and he's on with me. And that's kind of it. In fact, I think I am the only local radio show that that he does anymore. So it'll be good to get him back. And that will be, like I said, either a week or two after I return from Israel. All right, I got a weird question for you. And you can, well, you know, laugh at me if you want. But I'm just going to share it with you because, as you know, I share everything. And sometimes that's good and sometimes not so much. But part of what I'll be doing in Israel involves activities on board a helicopter or two. I have flown on a helicopter exactly once in my life, and the promise I made to myself and to God was this: God, if in fact you allow me to land, because I wasn't flying, if you allow the helicopter to land and I am relatively unscathed, I will never, ever get on a helicopter again. I made that promise to myself pretty much as I was boarding the helicopter in the first place. Now, this was in Philadelphia. And it was a weird thing because there was this big traffic radio network. And I don't even know, shadow traffic is what it was called. A great thing. And they had a guy who started it, who was a big-time helicopter pilot himself and a radio guy, and he put the two together. And man, oh man, it was really cool. Long story short, he was looking for some extra folks to do traffic. And I thought, you know, I mean, I was young. I was, well, relatively young. I was certainly single. And a couple of extra bucks would have been nice. And it was like an extra shift here or there. I was happy to do it. So he said, all right, well, listen, you know, we'll give it a try out. I said, okay. What he didn't tell me is that, he wanted me to be airborne in a helicopter. He gave me the address to go to. I thought it was a radio studio. So I drove down there. I get down there. I'm thinking, there's not a flipping building around here. And then I'm looking. I say, oh, my God, it's a heliport. It's helicopters. And this guy comes over to me, Jeff. Yeah. And he introduced himself. Yeah, I'm so-and-so. Oh, nice to meet you, so-and-so. Says, you know, I'm the reporter that's going to be flying with you. I said, okay. Now, this guy had hair. I swear, you remember The Bride of Frankenstein where it went up like 2-3 feet straight in the air? That's what his hair looked like. It was amazing. He was a freaky looking guy. And I said, oh, okay. He says, we're just waiting for the pilot. Okay. I said, so, you know, Walt never mentioned this whole helicopter thing. Oh, yeah, did he forget? Yeah. Well, you know, you used to be a cop. This would be really great because you'd be able to see the highways from the air. You'll recognize 95 and you'll know Cotman Avenue and Broad Street. You know, it'll be easy. And, you know, just give you a shot, dude. You know, it'll be fun, right? Well, the what I should have done at that point, of course, was to simply realize, no, it would not be. And no, I should not be here. But instead of answering, utilizing my brains, I allowed the great Greek god of manliness, Testicles, to answer. And Testicles said, yeah, sure. I'll let you know what happened after that in a moment. If you've got tips for it, because I'm telling you, I'm going to need tips to get on board these helicopters again. It's taken me the better part of 6 decades to get to Israel in the first place. I'm not turning my back on it, but this is not a sales point for me. 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line. 833-804-1140. Coming up, couple of moments. My dear friend, Barry Moore, President, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Central Virginia. We've got John Reed, Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor as well. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
320, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 1 hour from now, I'll give you a pair of tickets for the Cookout 400, big NASCAR series race. It's coming to Richmond Raceway, August the 16th. Again, we'll give those to you, give you the chance to win anyway. I hope I give them to you at 420 this afternoon. Jeff, Walt would like to know, Jeff, what is the weather in Israel? It's humid, right? No. It's a desert. It is hot. It is dry. I think it's going to be reminiscent a little bit, depending on where you are. Inland, it'll be reminiscent of having lived in Vegas. I'm totally okay with that. Now, when you get over to Tel Aviv, which is on the water, that's much more like Tampa. And Heidi has made the command decision. You know, I joke all the time. What do you do when you kind of pull the pin and say, well, that's it. All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for the cheese, and I'm done. I said, you know, what do we do? I mean, we love our home, so I don't see us leaving our home anytime soon. But if we were, she said, well, they're really, at this point, only a couple places I would move. I said, oh. And one of them, she said, I would actually move back to Las Vegas. Now, we left Las Vegas because she specifically did not want to live there. And now she says, yeah, I would go back. I would go back. I said, oh, okay. Well, that could be interesting. I said, well, where else? Because, of course, we've always talked about Florida, different parts of Florida. I like the idea of Vero Beach. Heidi's a big Tampa person, so I guess that's still on the list. But the one that she would go to in a heartbeat. You ready for this? Tel Aviv. Said in a second, she would go to Tel Aviv. So, I don't know. I'll let her know. I'll let her know how the real estate prices are, how many billions of shekels it is to live in Tel Aviv these days. The pilot for the chopper that I was getting on arrived, and I looked at him and I thought, okay, he's a grizzled guy, he's a Vietnam veteran, but it did not inspire confidence when on his forearms the words death from above were actually tattooed. I swear to you, we got in that chopper, and the first thing they did, they handed me a bag. They said, if you get sick, make sure you throw up in the bag. Don't throw up out the window. Don't vomit out the window. I said, why? He said, well, the rotors will suck that up and bring it back on us. And I said, you know what? I think that's a fair exchange, frankly. If you do something that's going to make me hurl, I think that is a fair trade-off. Well, nobody explained to me how helicopters operate. First of all, it went straight up. I mean, we were on the ground, and then we were, I don't know, 10, 20 stories in the air. And then nobody bothered to explain to me how helicopters turn. So they had never told me to put my seatbelt on. In fact, they said, nah, you ought to feel comfortable, because they explained how a helicopter is assembled. He said, there's only one big bolt that goes through all the rotors in there. So if that comes loose, we're all going to die anyway. So you might as well be comfortable. Well, helicopters turn by basically turning on their side. And so I banged against that door. Thank God it was locked, right? So I'm not really excited about the fact, it's not even an option, the fact that I'll have to be spending some time on helicopters. Does anybody have advice on it? I know there are people listening who have spent a lot of time on helicopters. I know some of you have flown helicopters. I know some of you have served inside of helicopters. What do I, is it Dramamine? Is it a blindfold? What do I do? Because I don't want to embarrass myself when the Israel Defense Force and the Israel Air Force is piloting me in a helicopter. But man, I would so prefer to be on the road. It is 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Arc Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.